Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. On this May 25th, we have three saints that are honored by the Church. Saint Bede the Venerable. He was a priest, a doctor of the Church, a Benedictine monk in Britain. He's called Venerable to acknowledge his wisdom and his learning, patron saint of English writers and historians. St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. At 16, she entered the monastery of St. Mary of the Angels, a Carmelite cloister, patron saint against bodily ills, against sexual temptation, against sickness and sick people, and also St. Gregory the VII, who was a pope. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your
spirit. Gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist. We take this time acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace, and mercy as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who bring light to your Church through the learning of the priest Saint Bede, mercifully grant that your servants may always be enlightened by his wisdom and helped by his merits. Give to your Church, we pray, O Lord, the spirit of fortitude and zeal for justice which you made to shine forth in Pope Saint Gregory the VII, so that rejecting evil, she may be free to carry out in charity whatever is right. O God, lover of virginity, who adorned with heavenly gifts the Virgin St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, setting her on fire with your love, grant, we pray, that we who honor her today may imitate her example of purity and love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees. So he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that in the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. And they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they may also be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we have today, if you will, the trilogy of this Gospel of John, where Jesus is saying this prayer at the Last Supper. It's really his last words to his disciples. And again, he is just stressing the relationship that he has with the Father. He wants his disciples to know that he's not operating independently, but that the Father and the Son are just so much one. That first line of the gospel, I think, is so very important. He's praying, most probably in their midst, and he's saying, I pray not only for these who are gathered here around me right now, my disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. We are the disciples right now in 2023. And those words of Jesus, that promise that he made to them, is the promise that he makes to us, that with that unity of the Father, the Son, and ultimately the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate on Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost, the three of them are so very much united. It's a part of everything that we do. When we make the sign of the cross, when we put our hands into the holy water, we sign ourselves. At the beginning of Mass, we do it with the sign of the cross. The end of the Mass is a blessing in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Not only is that Holy Spirit very much a part of us, but the Father and the Son as well. They're united. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think about how that relationship of the three of them, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, so sustains us in our faith. We've got one goal in life, And that's to someday get to heaven. And that Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son is our vehicle to do that. We follow them. We follow the words of Jesus. We make the life of Jesus as much as we can our own. He showed so much love and compassion and care to the people around him. We need to do exactly the same. We're not only emulating Jesus, but in our own way, hopefully, we're leading others by our example to the faith. It's not our faith alone. It's a faith that we need to share, that love and the concern for others. We bow our heads for a moment in prayer, asking God to allow that Trinity, the Father, the Son, and most especially the Holy Spirit, to help us and sustain us in all that we do. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for his health and strength in leadership of the worldwide church, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will lead our nation with courage and humility and protect and defend the God-given rights that our nation was founded on, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are suffering from the effects of violence and terrorism, especially for the victims of mass shootings, that those individuals, families, and communities may find strength in the promise of the risen Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, especially for the loved ones of those gathered here at Mass today, that they may rest in eternal peace, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Maggie and Joe Carrozza, who were married earlier this month, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Praying that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder, mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts. He ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before.
Therefore, overcome with paschal joy every land, every people, exalting your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host pray together the unending prayer of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all that you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and the blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain the inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Bede the Venerable, with St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, with St. Gregory the Seventh, the Pope, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I go, for if I do not go away, the Paraclete will not come to you, says the Lord. Alleluia. Let us pray. May the mysteries that we have received, O Lord, we pray, enlighten us by the instruction they bring and restore us through our participation in them, that we may merit the gifts of the Spirit through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
we bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly, give you peace. May he bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise, and the choirs of heaven chant it in the temple of the skies. Let the mountains skip with gladness, and the joyful valleys ring with hosannas in the highest to our Savior and our King. Alleluia, alleluia, like the sun from out the wave. He has risen up in triumph from the darkness of the grave. He's the splendor of the nations. He's the lamp of endless day. He's the very Lord of glory who is risen up today. Alleluia, alleluia, blessed Jesus, make us rise from the life of this corruption to the life that never dies. May your glory be our portion when the days of time are past, and the dead shall be awakened by the trumpet's mighty blast.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Lois, welcome to The Inner Life.
We've been married 40 years. I'm a Baptist. He's a Catholic. And we lived in Arizona to start, and I moved here to Michigan, and I started listening to Relevant Radio. And what's happening is, I'm converting because I believe it's important to go to church with the person you love. And I'm trying to get through RCA, but it snows here and then I don't make it. I'm on my third shot. I'm going to try. But we go to church together. I don't take communion. And I want the communion the way it's supposed to be. And I want to do confession. So for those people out there, just keep doing it. Join your mate. See what happens. Listen to Relevant Radio. God will change your heart.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.